Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the live weekly Inner Circle webcast. Please type in how you are doing today. Type it in. Hope you're doing BTPOTTWCEB, because that's how I'm doing today. And we should all be doing that way every day. Yes, Jim and Sheila, better than phenomenal. Don in Amsterdam, doing great. Jim Rocco, fantastic. Elena Brooks, blessed. Hey, welcome, Elena. You're one of our newest members, signed up at Ziegler Business Owner Bootcamp. Michael, doing well. Cooler weather, awesome. Okay. All right, well, we're going to get this party started this morning. We have a special guest today, but before I share with you about our special guest, I want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, we are in a series called Phenomenal Productivity. I think all of you guys know that. How to get more done in less time. And I want to remind you of what we've shared already in this series. If you'd like to go back and review, number one, you got to see the dream, right? Zig Ziglar said you have to see achieving that goal or that vision or that dream in your mind first. So you need to see the dream because that inspires you. Number two, set goals because you want to take that dream, break it down into specific goals. Number three is plan your week. I shared a little bit more about that, last week, and I'm going to share a little bit more about that in the next week. But today we have Evan Desjardins, the president of Ziegler, and he's going to teach you how to plant seeds of greatness every day. But before I bring Evan on and share a little bit about him, I want to remind you that if you have not registered for the Phenomenal Profits Conference featuring Mike Michalowicz, the author of Profit First, get registered right now. As an Inner Circle member, you get a discount. And we just charge really enough just to pay for the food and the hotel and all that stuff. But you do not want to miss the opportunity to be with the community October 26th through 28th in Houston. If you want to make more money in your business, speaking of the dream, your profit funds the dream. And a business without a profit is just a hobby. Number two, some of you last week expressed interest in becoming a Ziegler Legacy Certified Trainer. And if you're still interested in that, hopefully we have reached out to you. But if you were not on last week and you'd like to hear more about that, we have a few seats left for the November certification course. And if you'd like to learn more about becoming a Ziegler Legacy Certified Trainer, you don't have to be a trainer, but a lot of people come just to develop themselves. So if you want to improve your life, if you want to improve your business and have tools to develop your team with, or maybe you want to go into the training business, then go ahead and type in ZLC right now and we'll get some information to you. Today's special guest, Evan Desjardins. I don't know how he pronounces his name. I've only known him for almost 5 years now, and I'm still trying to get that. You know, I'm from Alabama. I'm from LA, and so is he. Right? Lewiston, Auburn, Maine. There you go. Okay. So, Evan, I met at ZLC, first of all, and we were in the first class together, and he was a slave to his business. Every night he went back to his hotel room and he was inputting tickets. He's in, he has a technology business, and he would go into his hotel room, work half the night. And he's like, man, I'm a slave to my business. So he joined Inner Circle, increased his business by $500,000 the first 12 months as an Inner Circle member, and increased his net profits by $158,000. That's what I'm talking about in profits. That was year number one. Year number two, he was very upset with me because he had to pay a lot of taxes. Right, T?
I still do, buddy.
And then he got really happy because he got turnkey in 3 years, which allowed him to become the president of Ziegler. It has been a pleasure to work with Evan. Because of him, I became executive vice president of Ziegler, director of training operations. And we are working together to get the phenomenal message, the wisdom of that great man, Zig Ziegler, out to the world. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Evan, and he's going to teach you and share with you how he has been so successful. So let me figure out how to turn this back over to you, Evan. Hang on for me just 1 second. Let's see, make you the presenter. There we go. Should be coming up on your screen.
All right. Okay, can you guys, I can't seem to make any changes here, Howard, to share my presentation.
Okay, team, can I get you to help me with that? Okay, I'm going to make you an organizer and see if that helps, Evan, and okay. Just don't push the wrong buttons, okay? All right, looks like you're the presenter now. Try it again. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Yay!
All right. Let me do this. All right.
All right, well, take it away, Evan. I'm going to be away from my desk for a few minutes, so my team will help Evan with anything that he needs. And I will be back on when we get done to make a couple more announcements. Take it away, Evan.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully everybody can see my screen here. As Howard mentioned, my name is Evan Desjardins. I am the president of Ziegler Inc., which is pretty humbling and amazing for me to say and experience. It's been certainly a fascinating and interesting year. And one of the reasons why I am able to do this in my life is because of learning Howard Systems, becoming turnkey in my own business, Roundtable Technology, and then really applying the tools to become turnkey. And the real thing that I did was I used my performance planner every day. I learned the systems, but I tracked everything in my performance planner. So that was something that really is very near and dear to me, is this book, this tool. I tell people that I am not a fan of the performance planner because I'm the president of Ziegler. I am the president of Ziegler because I'm a fan of the performance planner. And it's really just been a tremendously helpful thing for me in my life to use this tool. And so a couple things I want to say just as I get started. I want to first thank Sherry Perry for building this essentially this presentation for me. She heard me give this message on the planner a while ago and was kind enough to put together some really fantastic video or visual accompaniment. So that way, I think it really drives the point home. So thank you so much, Sherry. And I want to just remind everybody that, you know, according to Jim Rohn, success is a few disciplines practiced daily. And really what we're trying to do here is build those disciplines into our lives so that we can essentially have the life that we want. You know, Howard is a huge proponent of, you know, building the life that you want, living in freedom every day. And that's really what we want to help people do. Ziegler's mission is to transform lives through hope, encouragement, and action. And really the way to do that is through finding some way to track your goals, track your dreams, and then track your actions on a daily basis. So what I want to do here is I want to explain how I use my planner from a tactical perspective and then share some tips at the end to help you all. Now, I can't see any questions or anything because of the way I'm in full screen, so I'm just going to go for a while And then we'll towards the end, I'll break and we'll have some question time. So what I want to do is just share with you how I use my planner and really focus in on the day, okay? The tactical, how do I run my day? Now, there's all kinds of things in the beginning of the performance planner, areas where you can plan your goals, you can write down your dreams, you can do your wheel of life, you can do all of those things. And those are all super, super important. And I want everybody to get in there, get excited, and get those things filled out. But at the end of it all, none of it matters if you're not able to manage your day, if you're not able to manage the tasks or take those steps that get you closer and closer to your goal, then it really doesn't matter. All of that work at the beginning isn't going to get you anywhere if you're not in your planner working on your goals every day. So a couple things I want to get out of the way. One of the things that I love, you know, I have the tremendous blessing of working with Tom Ziegler in the office every day. And, you know, he just drops, he's like the wisdom ninja, right? He'll just kind of sneak up out of nowhere and drop some wisdom and then disappear. And so it's really kind of funny. But he said the other day, when it comes to life change, there's no such thing as one and done. And, you know, sometimes when we're dealing with our goals, it's like, man, I set my goal and I wrote it down, but, you know, then it never really sort of came to fruition. And so I have become an expert in systematic goal setting and achievement. And the way I have done that is by using my performance planner. Now, I believe very strongly that goal setting is a skill. It's not something that certain people were born with or knew how to do out of the womb. I mean, you know, people didn't just, it's not hereditary to be a goal setter and goal achiever. Okay, so that's something I want to make really clear. Goal setting and achievement is a skill. It's a skill that you can learn. Anyone can learn it. A child can learn it. An elderly person can own it. Learn it. I mean, you're never too young or too old to learn how to set and achieve a goal. And I think that somehow we have put goal setting up on this pedestal where it's this, it's just only for certain people. And it's not. It's for anybody. And one of my passions is to help people learn to set and achieve goals. It's one of the most powerful, profitable skills anybody can learn. And I'm very, very enthusiastic about it. So when I'm talking about the performance planner, one of the things that almost always comes up is, you know, Evan, you're a technology guy. There's an app for that, isn't there? And the answer is, of course, yes. There's all kinds of digital ways to set and track your goals. If you like them, I'm excited about that. But I have several reasons why I prefer a paper planner and actually feel that it's superior. So just want to touch on those really quickly. One of the first things to think about when we talk about a paper planner is really there's something very, very special about using your own hand in your own writing to write down a goal that you want to achieve and commit to that in the physical world and say, this I am going to do. And digital just doesn't have that same power. I can't explain it. It's a mystery of life and the universe. I don't know why, but I do know that there's something extraordinarily powerful about writing down your goals in your own handwriting and being in it every day. So that's something that I can't put a price tag on or put a value on, but I can tell you that it's very true. The other advantage is that paper is, in a weird way, much more permanent than digital. We all have that computer that had that file that we needed that one time, and we have no idea where it is. It's gone. It's just gone. And, you know, it's like, oh, do I go dig that computer out of the closet? Do I find that floppy disk? Or, you know, I was cleaning out my office the other day. I found a stack of Zip disks. I mean, who's even – I mean, some of you probably haven't even heard of Zip disks. So, I mean, there's data on these things. I have no idea what it is, and I probably never will. So the planner has a sense of permanence in a way that digital does not. And I had someone that was really adamant at me about using their iPhone for this kind of stuff. And I just said, look, I'll leave all my planners and journals to my grandkids, and you leave all your old iPhones to your grandkids, and we'll just see who gets more value out of what. And, I mean, there's some humor to that, but it really is true. There's something that when it comes to paper, it actually is superior for goal setting. There's no distractions in your planner, okay? So your planner is a place where you can clear your mind and work on your important goals outside of the distractions of the digital world. Every time I try to get anything done on my phone or my computer, it's distraction endless, right? I mean, there's pop-ups, there's alerts, there's blinking, there's, you know, numbers. I mean, it's just popping up everywhere. So we just really need to focus. The important thing about goal setting is focus. And finally, there's really something special about bonding with your planner. And I know that may sound kind of sappy, but I love my planner. I carry it with me everywhere I go. I love the feel of it. I love the cover. I just everything about it. Really, I've connected to it in a very emotional way, and that drives me into it. Okay, so I did say that was finally, but bonus is that the battery life on the planner is just phenomenal. Okay, so so that's that. There's four interesting things when we think about these planting these seeds of greatness in our lives. And so there's since the beginning of time, right? Since man first planted that seed and it grew into something else, we've studied this concept, this phenomenon of sowing and reaping. So there's four key things I just want to touch on very quickly. If you only reap if you sow, which means you have to plant something in order to get something. It's just a fact. The second thing is you only reap what you sow. Sorry, I skipped one there. I got excited. So you only reap what you sow. And what I mean by that is you can't plant wheat and grow corn. It just doesn't happen. You have to get out what you put in. And so you can't plant discontentment and grow success. And one of the things we have to be super careful of that the planner helps us do is avoid weeds, because they grow like crazy and they become big distractions. You only reap more than you sow. And this is what I call the law of abundance. So if you have one seed and you put it in the ground and you only get one apple out or one return, then what's the point of planting? I mean, one for one is not exciting. It's not exciting to anybody. So we have to remember that whatever we plant, we get back in abundance. Otherwise, there's no purpose to planting. So we have to keep in mind that whatever we plant, good or bad, our minds and our time do not care. Okay, they don't have a moral barometer. That's why we have to be so diligent about what we put in our minds and how we spend our time. So whatever we plant, we will reap a harvest of abundance. So we must be careful. And the final thing about sowing and reaping is that we only reap later than we sow. And this is where the planner is so powerful, because if we want results, we have to stick with it. Right back to that original thing I started out with from Jim Rohn, right? Success is a few disciplines practiced daily. And so we can't just take a jog around the gym and hop on the scale and have lost 10 pounds. It just doesn't work that way. And when time passes, we tend to drift. Okay, every year at New Year's, everybody gets very excited about their new resolutions. You know, maybe if they called them goals and wrote them in the planner, it'd be different, but who knows. And then after a couple months, you know, our old habits, like a thermostat set to a certain temperature, just adjusts and we go right back. So it's really difficult through willpower to change. But if we practice daily disciplines, then change happens over time almost without us knowing it. And that's why this is so powerful. So this stuff is really simple, but it's not easy. And that's one of the things that that we're going to get into. So here we go. This is, if you have a planner, I'd encourage you to get it off the shelf, dust it off. Of course, I'm sure everybody in this group has it open in front of them right now, so I'm very proud of that. But if you don't, then we'll give you a little grace here. But page 18, or if you look on the screen here, this is really where I want to focus, is in the week view. And the reason is because it's all about the daily disciplines for me. So we're going to talk about planting the seeds of greatness. So your planner is your garden of accomplishment, right? This is the workbook for success for your life. Get excited about it. This is not a chore. This is something that will totally transform your life. And it's totally laid out for you to do that. But I have a couple key things that I'm going to mention to you here. So we're going to start by adding your top four priorities right at the top here. Okay, so we have this week view, and I'm sure Howard has touched on this before. So we have this week view that we have, and we call this plan. All right, so this is the P in plant, is we want to plan our week. So what I do personally is I put a few different goals, and some of these goals may take a really long time. I had a goal that I set when I got my first planner after I joined Inner Circle that said, Roundtable is phenomenally profitable. Roundtable is my technology consulting company. Roundtable is phenomenally profitable. I wrote that baby in my planner for probably 2.5 years. Number one goal. And I just kept working on it. And there were things that always came up that I just had to work on. So it's one of those things where some of these are quick, some of these are long, they can change, it doesn't have to be static, but what you want it to do is be in your face, right? You want it to be in your face, and you want it to remind you of what your goals are for the week, so that way you can keep working on them. If you are new to goal setting and achievement, or if you're not using your planner the way you wish that you were or feel that you should, then here's a great goal for you to write in. I use my planner every day. Simple, right? Piece of cake. That actually was the first goal I wrote in mine because I never used one before. I said, I use my planner every day. So that was my goal, and I wrote it in my planner, and I tracked it. And I can say that I've been using it every day for years. So it's one of those things where I took to it, and I know it's harder for other people, and that's why we have trainings like this. Here's a great other thing to keep in mind. So Jim Rohn says this. I love Jim because he really boils some of this stuff down to like so simple that it hurts. What if it really is as simple as eating an apple a day? Right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, as the old saying goes. Well, I've learned there's a reason that sayings get old, because they have a ring of truth to them. So, if you have an old saying, there's probably a reason for it. So he says, and it's a great question, what if it is as simple as an apple a day? So write down, I eat an apple a day. And then go to the store and buy a bushel of apples and track it in your planner. You know, it may sound silly, but it helps to build those disciplines. What we're trying to do here is learn the discipline of a daily habit, okay? We have a phenomenal tool called the Ziglar Self-Talk Card. It's a free download. If you're at Ziglar, you can get one for free. We'll mail them out, whatever. But if you just do a search online and look for Self-Talk Card, download that thing, print it, put it in your bathroom, and write in your planner, I use my Self-Talk Card every day. And I can tell you, if you use your self-talk card every day and you use your performance planner every day, you are in the top 3% of humankind in terms of achievement. And that's a bold statement, but it's true. And on top of that, you're using the two most life-changing tools that Ziglar has to offer, the self-talk card and the performance planner. At Ziglar, we've had so much feedback on those two things in particular, more than anything else, perhaps combined, than listening to audio in the car. So that's something really, really important to consider. The second thing we have is list. So the L in plant is list. So we put our top four priorities for the week or goals. So, I typically have one or two work goals, and then I have a personal or family goal, and then like a fitness goal. And so that's how I do mine. And then from there, what we want to do is in this area next to the week goals, where it says my daily goals activity, I like to put some big rocks there. Sometimes I'll just put notes of what's going on, just as reminders to myself. Sometimes I'll put big project steps that'll inform what happens below in my list. So what we want to do is list the items needed to reach my daily goals. Now, if you have something like Roundtable is running turnkey, then you don't just have a checklist of items that get you there today. It's just not possible because it's a very big project. However, you may have some things that can help support that. So you may say, you know what, I need to make 30 calls, I need to call 10 existing clients, I need to work on my quotes, and then you can put some personal stuff in there, right? I like a walk, 30 minutes, and that'll drive your fitness goals. So what you want is you want your actions to really lead you to where you are achieving those goals in incremental steps. So it's one thing to list, but the A in plant is action, right? We need to actually do some of these things in order to accomplish our goals, right? It's one thing to make a list, but if you don't check anything off the list, then well, you're probably not getting closer to your goals. So a couple things to mention here. If you're struggling with your planner and you're looking at all this blank space, which I'll give you some tips to overcoming here in a bit, then this daily checklist is a great place to start. Say, man, you know, I don't know what my goals are, or I'm just not sure, I haven't decided, or wow, look at all this white space, and this is a new thing for me. Just start with a daily checklist. A daily checklist, if you do it, will change your life. It absolutely will. There's nothing simpler and more powerful than a checklist. Again, one of those mysteries of life. I can't explain it, but a daily checklist will absolutely change your life. So if you're not sure where to start, if you're overwhelmed by some of this stuff, just use the daily checklist, okay? And another tip that I want to share with you is if for some crazy circumstance you happen to be without your planner, which I try to never be without my planner, but you happen to be without your planner and you get something done, come back and write it down and check it off. And that's a totally, totally legit strategy, because if you see at the top there where it says personal performance record, your planner becomes exactly that. It becomes a place for you to go and look back and see what you have done, what you have accomplished. And human nature is such that we do not give ourselves enough credit or enough grace. And we forget what we've done. We forget what we've accomplished. We forget how we've succeeded. And we beat ourselves up. And we feel bad about ourselves because we deal with negative self-talk. We deal with negative inputs. It's just the world we live in. That's why we have to work so hard at shielding our minds. So it's really important to look back and see what we've done. Say, wow, you know, I actually can do this exercise. Wow, I can lose this weight because I did. Wow, I can make 30 calls a day because I did, right? So we can sort of be our own coach, our own encourager, our own cheerleader just by looking at what we've done in the past. And it's so, so important for us to have that record. Again, digital is not the same when it comes to this kind of thing. Excuse me. And we really must write things down because we can't trust our memories, okay? I want everybody to think of a time where you just heard that great, great quote. I mean, it was just life-changing. And then you get in the car and you get on the phone and you get home and you get so excited to tell somebody about this quote and it's gone. And it's gone, all right? I mean, we just forget. We have so much input that it's hard to keep track. You can't trust your memory anymore. You've got to write it down. And some of us are getting a little older, and maybe our memory isn't quite as trustworthy as it used to be. We've got to write it down, okay? We've got to track it. So the next item is nowness, okay? Nowness. And this is this bottom area where it says my daily schedule. Now, here's where a lot of people start to panic. Because, you know, it's paper, right? This is paper, and this is where people start to get nervous. So I'll touch on this again in a little bit, but I want to tell you, this doesn't have to be your calendar. I'm going to say this more forcefully and a little foreshadowing, but I'm going to be more forceful about that in a bit. But this doesn't have to be your calendar. It can be, but for me, it's not. So what I like to do is I basically like to write down what my appointments are from my calendar and then keep it in front of me. So that way, as I'm looking, and as I'm working in my planner, I can look and say, okay, you know, I have the Inner Circle call at 9 o'clock Central, and I know that I've got to arrange my meetings, and I need to spend a little time before then reviewing my notes, focusing, preparing, you know, getting into a good mental space so I can bring a lot of enthusiasm to the group and get ready. So I like to be prepared. I like to have that sense of preparedness in the work that I do. And one of the great things that the planner helps us do is it helps us to manage our time. I mean, at the end of the day, I can't stand it when people say time is money. And the reason why I can't stand it is because, I don't know about you, but I can make more money. What I can't make is more time. And so I think it does a grave disservice to the value of time for us to equate it with money, because it has no equivalency. There's nothing that compares to time. And the people that harness and master their time are the most successful people on planet Earth, because they have found a way to eliminate distractions, to focus, to get massive amounts of things done. And frankly, the better they get at it, the more time they have. It's the craziest thing, because they have learned to harness it, use it correctly, and then they can spend or invest or utilize their time however they want to. And that's really the vision of a turnkey business, right? That was the vision that I had, was get out of the day-to-day operation of my company so I could invest my time sharing things like this with you. That was my dream. That was my goal. And that was the driving motivation for me to spend so much focus learning these tools so that I could then utilize my time the way I wanted to, my precious finite time. And I'm still learning, and I'm still getting more disciplined about it. But the masters of time are the ones that are the most successful. And frankly, typically are the ones that end up with the most money, ironically enough. So it's really important for us to internalize a sense of nowness. So if you are spending a lot of time, right, saying, where does my time go? Well, another great strategy here is to start tracking where your time is going. So you can put your appointments in here, okay? You can, if you are fine not doing that because you have a calendar on your phone that you pops up. I mean, I've got my calendar alerts pop up like 100 different places, so I don't miss them. But what I would encourage you to do, if you're struggling with your time, if you're struggling with your priorities, if you're struggling with your focus, write down where your time goes. Not saying use it as a calendar, but put a line item in there for email. Put a line item in there for Facebook. And once you tally up those two things, you will probably feel sick to your stomach when you see how much leakage of time you have that just bleeds away without you even being aware of it. And so if you're not sure where your time is going or why you're struggling to achieve your goals, this is a great exercise. Track your time in 15-minute intervals. Track it in 30-minute intervals. Track it. Somehow find a way to track your time, get a handle on where it's going, and master it. Track it like like you would money. If you were just losing money day in and day out, how long would you let that happen? So we have an answer. We just have to get in it and get focused. Another item I wanted to mention here is, track that time. Okay. So here, finally, we have all these cute little check boxes at the bottom. And I love these little check boxes, but one thing we want to try to do is really identify what these things mean to us, okay? What do they mean to us? So when we say physical, what does that mean? So I was coaching someone, She was really beating herself up. She's like, man, you know, I can't check off my physical because, you know, I keep missing my daily goals. And I said, well, all right, well, what does physical mean to you? She says, well, it means I drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. It means I do 10,000 steps on my Fitbit. It means I climb, 40 flights of stairs. It means I do half an hour on the rowing machine. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I mean, if you're not trying to be a triathlete, let's have like physical just be one or two of those things, because ultimately it was too much, right? It was too much, and it was too soon, and it wasn't allowing her to feel like she was getting any wins. So what we want to do, because we're trying to build disciplines, is we'd rather say, you know what, I did 10 push-ups, that's my physical, and do it every day. So we do 10 push-ups a day and check that baby off every day, instead of doing 1,000 push-ups once and never doing them again for a month. It's just much, much better for many, many reasons to have the daily discipline. The daily discipline is how you achieve success in your goals, not through some random feat of strength or some superhuman day, right? We all have those, but it's actually the day of the strung together that makes the difference, is those little activities over time. So when we look at these things, we want to identify what they mean. So for me, physical means Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have an elliptical machine that I use, okay? And Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I have a push-up, sit-up, squat routine that I do. And so that's what it means to me. What it means to me is on Monday, I did my cardio on the elliptical, check. Tuesday, I did all my push-ups. I did them all. I did it 5 times a day, check. So that's what it means to me. Find out what these things mean to you. Mental means I either read or listened to something that was about personal development. Spiritual means spent time in the Word. Okay, all of these things mean something to me. Get into it and define what they are, so then you can really track every day what they mean. Start small. Start simple. Maybe physical for you is an apple a day. Did I eat my apple today? Yes or no? Check it off. So keep an honest score, right? No, nobody knows except for you if you're telling the truth. But again, you know, why would you cheat yourself out of your success, right? So that's something that we just want to what we want to do. And it's okay if you miss a day. It's okay, right? We're all going to miss a day. But what we want to do is, you know, iterate and improve. So over here on the side, we got notes, projects, reminders, and ideas. I put 4 things over here on the side. So I put what I'm reading for scripture. I put what my prayer list is. I put what I'm reading for personal development. And I put what I'm writing about. And that's what I do. I've changed this 12 times since I've been using the performance planner. That's what's working for me right now. Do what works for you, okay? That's what this space is open for. So I'm going to just touch on a couple things, and then I'll open it up to some questions. So here's just a couple of keys of encouragement that I want to share with you. And this is something that – these are some things that may surprise you as I get into, but my job here is to win each day, right? So you see the week view, you see the month, you see these big goals, you see all this stuff, and that's all great, but it can be very intimidating. So what we want to do is, our goal is to win each day. Win today. Today is Tuesday the 10th, okay? My goal or my focus is to check the items off that I have on today. That's it. That's my only focus. Dale Carnegie said that one of the simplest ways to eliminate worry is to live in daytight compartments. And so what I have really tried to do is discipline myself to live and work in a daytight compartment. You want to win today. So here's something that I say and say and say, and everybody seems to be blown away by this. Zig Ziglar wrote this planner. I use it, and I just explained to you how I use it, but make this planner your own. Make it your own. This is your planner, okay? I'm not going to show up at your house and flip open your planner to page 39, point at that checkbox and say, why'd you do that? Okay? That's not my job, right? Make this planner your own. I know people that use different color pens, they color coordinate. I use a blue pen exclusively in my planner. Don't ask me why, I can't tell you. I like the way it looks. And I even have a specific pen that I like to use. It's part of what makes it special to me. This is your planner, okay? Make it your own. You don't have to do it the way I do. In fact, I wanna hear how you use it different than me. That's what I wanna hear. I wanna hear how you're using it and having success in your own way, right? Use your planner to capture life. There's so much life that happens that we just don't capture. There's so much value. We've been given this blessing of each other, of these experiences, of travel, of work, of family, of so much. And we don't capture it. We just kind of let it slip by. And your planner is just such a great way to capture it. That quote, right? And I gave the example of that quote earlier. Capture that quote. Write it down. Put it in your planner and reflect on it. Go back. It's just so special and important. And as I grow older, I realize more so how special and important it is. Little wins create a hunger for more. So we want to put those things in. The more checks that you get in your planner, the more you're going to use your planner. It's just one of those weird things. So don't get too hard on yourself and don't have the goals or the tasks be so big that you can't do them. I think it's like I said, I was telling someone earlier, I'd rather see somebody do one push-up a day than 100 push-ups once. It's that little win consistently that'll change your life. So we want to get those things and we want to string our successes together. We want to have a chain of accomplishment because you really won't believe how far you've come in a short amount of time. And the way the negative self-talk, the world, all of the negativity is designed is to make you doubt yourself. So that's why we have this book. That's why we have this tool for persistent consistency to string those successes together so that way we can really pave the way for the life that we want to. We're looking for slow and steady progress, not perfection, okay? This is not necessarily something that people will tell you in this realm or space, but I have problems using my planner too. I have days where I'm not as in it as I should. I have days where I don't work out. I have days where I don't hit all my checkboxes. I have days that even are blank. And you know what? I just go back to it and I stick with it. No one is perfect. You're never going to be perfect. And that's something that I want to really reiterate. So there's a couple other things that I was thinking about as I was reflecting on this. I just want to share. And this is somewhat of a different approach too, by the way. Use your planner how you want to, right? So don't worry about all of this stuff. Again, coming back to making the planner your own, use it every day however you want to and give yourself permission and freedom to use your planner the way you want to, not the way you think I want you to, not the way Zig's got it written, not the way, you know, someone else does as a planner master, okay? Give yourself permission to use this book the way it works for you. And just to elaborate, the reason why I say this is because I've been journaling. My coach, Rick Jones, really got me into journaling. And I saw him recently, and well, I tell you, you know, this is the great thing about coaches, especially coaches that know you. One of the first things he says is, so you're still journaling? And I said, I'm doing pretty good, you know, right? Here it starts to, the excuse train starts. And what I realized as I thought about it is I had done some travel this summer. I had gotten away from it. And I had told myself, I can't write in my journal until I get caught up in my journal. Which makes no sense. It's totally absurd. But we subtly, very subtly, condition our minds to believe little lies that prevent us from doing what we want to do. Not even what we feel like we have to do. I love writing in my journal. I really enjoy it. I love the sense of accomplishment it gives me. I love thinking out my ideas on paper. I love seeing that thing get filled up. I really enjoy it. But yet I very subtly talked myself into believing a lie that did nothing but deprive me of joy. And what a foolish trap. The planner is a very easy way for us to fall into that trap because, well, look at all the checkboxes in blank space and all of these things. It's like, this feels like work to me. So we need to change that mindset and really just use it however it works for you. You have my permission, my blessing as the president of Ziglar to use this book however you want to. But what I would ask is that you use it every day. That's where your life will change. How often you use it and how you use it are really, you know, up to you to some degree, with the caveat that daily disciplines are what was going to really change your life. I wanted to say that if you have time to check Facebook or email, you also have time to put something into your planner. It's just really a fact of life. So if you have time to post that that comment on Facebook, you have time to get into your planner and to work on your dreams and goals. And if you don't have time, then how you spend your time really shows what's ultimately important to you. And so if you say your goals are important, then we've got to find a way to back it up. And we have the tools, no doubt. What makes you successful here isn't the book. It's the time and the ideas that you invest in yourself to create the future that you desire. And so that why, I know Howard has talked about this over and over and over again, that why has to be compelling enough to get you excited to get into something like this on a daily basis. And if it's not, then you probably have to ask, is it really the why that you should be focused on? Is this really your why? And life is a journey of adjustments. It's a journey of adjustments. And so we have to always be asking the questions. If something's not compelling us or exciting us, you know, then let's evaluate it. We're not planted in the ground and stuck in a place. We're human beings. We have been given a godly blessing to create the life that excites us and get into the things that we want to do. There's no perfect way to use this book, okay? So I want to just, again, really hammer home the point that there's no pressure here other than just getting into it every day. The only pressure that you should put on yourself is to be in it every day, and you'll grow to use it however you want. So that is the lesson. I'm going to exit out of this so I can see some of the chat. And let's see.
Thank you, Evan.
Stop showing my screen. So what do we got for questions? Do we have any questions?
There was one person said, can't understand what he's saying, self-taught cards. And so self-talk, I put that in there. And by the way, where can they get those self-talk cards?
Sorry, guys, that's the main accent right there. You got to apologize for that.
You notice I have to say it real slow. And not like James McLam. I hope his people are listening right now. Them self-taught cards.
Hey, right, I'm put a link. I don't know if anybody can see.
Is from Maine also.
What's that?
Danielle, the lady who asked that question, is from Maine also. Do you see that?
No, that's funny. I did not see that. So just go to Ziglar.com/self-talk, as in I talk to myself. S-E-L-F-T-A-L-K. I'm sorry?
Look at Doug Dimmick in there.
Okay, great. Sorry, I couldn't see the
– Oh, you can't see that?
Can't see the question or the chat for some reason.
Yeah, okay, I put it in there. Look at actually questions for staff. That's where we usually people usually interact on this.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Got it?
Working on it.
Get it?
Yeah, here we go. Danielle, I mean, I keep telling them I don't have an accent. I don't know what they're talking about, but All right. Any other questions about the planner?
Yeah, go ahead and type in your questions right now, guys. And we're also going to get Mr. Rick Jones while you're typing in your questions. Mr. Rick Jones, would you like to give your coachee, your client, some feedback?
I tell you what, I think his track record speaks for all the feedback that we need to give. You know, sometimes people think that goal setting is such a big deal, and I think Evan clarified that basically the goal setting is a skill. Hmm. It's like anything else that you can develop. And I love the fact that he said he set his goal, he learned the system, he tracked, he measured it, because if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And he followed through on those things, and he accomplished some phenomenal goals. And sometimes people, when they set goals, will hit some obstacles. Well, I can tell you from working with Evan that he hit some obstacles, and they were very difficult ones, but he used that planner each day of his life to organize himself, work with his team, but kept his eyes on the goal. In fact, Zig Ziglar says that obstacles are what we see when we take our eyes off our goals. But Zig said in Top Performance, when obstacles do arise, change the direction to reach the goal, but not the decision to reach it. And that's exactly what Evan has done, and that's why he has been so successful in business. Zig also said that efficiency is doing things right. But also he said the effectiveness is doing the right things. And this is what I loved about what Evan did. He focused on doing the right things. That's what we call prioritizing. And Zig said that we don't have a time problem. We have a prioritizing problem. And this is what I think that Evan has accomplished with that the Ziglar Performance Planner. And I'm not going to say that he can do it, anybody can do it, because Evan is very special in what he does and the way he goes about it. But I'll tell you one thing, if we just do half of what Evan's done, I think we're going to be far, far ahead of the game. So I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see what happens. We've had some great discussions about this on the pods. We've got some people making some changes. And I think what Evan has done today is given us a step-by-step system process to follow. And if we do it, we're going to accomplish so many more of our goals, know what our priorities are, and can be effective in building our business. So thank you, Evan. Always top notch, buddy. Over the top. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
Yes, Evan. Thank you so much. And speaking of pods, this is where you're going to get the support, the encouragement, and the accountability that you need to implement. I want to stress that you want to use that planner in your daily time capsule. One of the things that I heard Evan say is if you have time to post on Facebook, you have time to put something into your planner. In fact, if each one of you guys will simply follow our proven process of taking a little time every day, I call it the daily time capsule. You can call it your quiet time, your focusing, strategic focusing time is what Gary Keller calls it in The One Thing. And you need to have that time, because the most important thing that a leader can do is think. I had an interesting experience this week. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to go to Atlanta. In fact, the reason we're not hearing from Santiago and Sherry Perry is they are both in Atlanta doing a course with Dr. Robert Rome, who is the world authority on the DISC model of human behavior. Charles Ho is there right now as well. And we were all going to take this course together. Denise and I were going to drive up from Destin, where we are right now. Today is her birthday, by the way. And so we're going to celebrate her birthday up there, ba-da-da-da-da. And, you know, those hurricanes are following Denise. You know, I got to stay away from that girl because every time I get with her, there's a hurricane that's coming, you know, and then I, like, leave town. So this time I couldn't leave her on her birthday. We had a hurricane that kind of swiped by Destin right here, and puppy sitter for Einstein flaked out. So I had basically 3 days here. I've got 3 days here to – I wasn't even going to be on this webcast today. But I basically had 3 days to just – or I had so far, this is the second day, but had all day yesterday just to really get focused and get caught up on some things. And I decided that, you know, I'm going to do something that I used to do that I haven't been doing. I have a lot of projects right now. I have new things. My new role with Ziegler is taking a lot of time and energy and focus. And one of the things I used to do is I used to block out an entire day without any meetings at all. And just to get so focused, I could get my whole week planned out and just get a whole bunch of projects done. And man, the relief that I felt yesterday after getting a lot of those things just settled was amazing. So blocking out that strategic focus time, at least an hour every day, and then from time to time just to work on projects, whether that's a few hours a week or a couple hours to work on a specific project, is very, very important. When you plant seeds of greatness every single day, you will be amazed at what happens in your life and in your business. And Evan is a great testimony to that. Evan, hey, anything Howard. Else you want to say?
Yeah, Howard, I just wanted to say something about Evan. I was with him when he went through one of his biggest challenges, and he stuck with it. And when he came out on the other end of it, this is when his business took off. 2 good years back to back, actually 3, I think it is. How can one person build a business and be organized? It takes a lot of work. He's not only did that, but then he goes, because his business is so turnkey and so successful, making money. And I talked to him while we were in Dallas, and he's got a big increase this year and still become president of another corporation and run it. I mean, when you think about that as an accomplishment, that is over the top. I mean, that's something to me that I think is a huge stretch. And I hope that this is something that can inspire other people, because Evan has set the bar pretty high. But if we can just focus on some of the things that he's done, I think our bar can go way up also. So again, Evan, you've done some great things. I went through those challenges. You stuck with it. You live by your planner, the way you organize things. And I just want everybody to use him as an inspiring person because of what he's accomplished. And I think that's saying a lot for a man to where he's at today because of what he's done with that planner. Thank you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Rick. That's that really means a lot to me, especially coming from you. And, you know, I want to communicate, though, that I don't want that kind of stuff to intimidate anyone. Like, wow, you know, who is this guy and all this stuff? I really am a simple guy that just, you know, really focuses on exactly the things that I said, just trying to win today. And if you string those successes together, honestly and truly, and I think, Rick, you can probably say this, although, you know, having a great coach and mentor makes a huge difference, by the way. Rick saw things in me that I didn't see in myself. And, you know, over time, you will really not believe where your life goes if you just stick with it. And it just kind of takes on a life of its own. It's incredible.
That's another great point, Evan. Thank you for that. You know, and that's what mentors do. That's what coaches do, is help you to see what you have that you don't know you have inside of you. And that's what Ziegler Legacy Certification is all about. I have a question for those of you that expressed interest last week. I see a couple of you on here. Did you get the information that you needed? Just type it in real quick that you got the information that you needed. Those of you that are interested in becoming certified as a Ziglar Legacy, I don't even want to say certified trainer, Evan, and the reason is because this is the greatest personal development course on the planet. In other words, talking about discovering what's inside of you that you don't even know is there, that's what happens when people go through what we call ZLC. Leaders develop themselves, they develop others. One of the keys that I found to building a team is to help them reach their goals, help them develop themselves, help them discover who they are and whose they are. And one of the greatest things that you can also do in your community is to go out to your referral sources, you go out to the community. What happens when you go out and you start bringing this Ziglar material, you go out and start bringing this world-class material out to your marketplace? How does that position you? It's amazing. And so I want to just highly encourage all Inner Circle members to seriously consider becoming Ziglar Legacy certified. If you'd like to have information on that, just type in ZLC right now. Okay, so Jamie, Nick, you guys got an email. Okay, so we have a few seats left for November, and if you're interested, that'll be a great time to be with us, because we're not going to have another one until like February, I think. Okay, all right, tell me what questions you have for Evan or for myself, and type in your biggest takeaway from today. Go ahead and type it in right now. What was your biggest takeaway from today? What questions do you have for us about what Evan taught today, or about ZLC conference coming up this month? What you got? Let's see, Jim and Sheila. I don't know. That's probably Jim that's typing this in. Can you see that? That a Mainer can transplant to Texas.
Amen.
We're not sure that it's taken yet. You know, he like disappeared for the whole summer back to Maine. We're like, okay, what's going? Is he coming back? You know.
I think Tom Ziglar was delighted when I showed back up. Let me just put it to you that way.
Okay. Danielle, my biggest takeaway was that goal setting and achieving is a skill that you're never too young or too old to learn. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Robin, I love this. Don't believe your excuses. Wow. Let's see, Michael, success is a few disciplines practiced every day. Excellent. Joe, goal setting is a skill that can be learned by anyone. Excellent. Yes. Karen, success is simple, daily discipline, just not easy. Amen. Let's see. Ivy, still confused on how to use my brand new Zig Planner. Smiley face, any starter tips? Yes. I'll respond to that, and then I'll let I almost called you Zig, Evan.
Oh,
yes. I was like, I'm gonna let Zig respond to that. Evan can respond to that. Schedule a couple hours, sit down with your favorite beverage, as long as it's not alcoholic. Well, if it's alcoholic, only have one, and sit down and read through. See, the thing is I picked up, like many of you, I picked up a planner, and it was like too many words in there. I'm a D. I ain't got time for this, and put it back on the shelf. I did that year after year after year. Make your first course of action to sit down and just simply read through the first section on how to use the planner. All right, that's it. Then go back and go through the series that we're doing, because what we've done is for the past 3 weeks, what we've done is we've taught you how to use the planner to be more productive. Okay. Let's see. Craig, I've been wondering about you. I haven't seen you in a while or talked to you. Is it possible to put the planner with notes back up on the screen? Would like a screenshot of them. Evan, let me throw it
Yeah,
back to
I think I can do that here. Hang on a second.
you. Yeah, let me make you presenter again. Hang on just a second. Let me throw it back to you. Wow, a lot of attendees on here today, maybe more than me. So maybe you need to come
Oops, wrong one. Let's see.
back. All right, while we're doing that, Jordan, big takeaway, win the day. Mike, use your planner to capture life. Wow. Don, success is no nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day.
Yep.
Jamie and Nick, what if it was really as simple as eating an apple a day, daily discipline? Yes. Jason, is it worth it to use a planner poorly until we can learn to do it better a day at a time? Yes, and yes. Brenda, little wins create a hunger for more. Elise, make the planner your own. Yes. Elena, learning the strategies to goal setting. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Evan. I love it when new members get engaged so quickly. Let's see.
Can you guys
Okay.
see my screen, by the way? Sorry, Howard.
That's okay. Let me see if we can. Hang on. Ah. Yes, we can.
Excellent.
Okay, is that what Craig was looking for?
Yeah, it was. And all right, so here's this, and I'll also put all this stuff, just the little reminders up too.
Okay, perfect. All right. Good deal. Love that. By the way, guys, this will be on the Inner Circle website on Friday. We post the replays on Friday, so you'll be able to get that on Friday or sooner, where you can go through this. Let's see. Mike Turner, going to bring my 17-year-old son with me to the conference to expose him to the wonderful team and great positive environment. Yes. And please bring him up to meet me, and I want to give him one of my books, The 7 Secrets of a Phenomenal Life. Okay. Ron, you are so welcome. Thank you for being here. All right, final comment. Thank you so much, Evan. You've inspired me to start using my planner again, especially like the comment for Jason about using it poorly until I can use it better. Oh, wait. Bonus. Can Evan bring some Ziglar self-talk cards to Houston?
I'm sure we can take care of that.
Sure. And if you want to just go to the site, Ziglar.com/self-talk. Yeah, there we go. Self-talk. Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Brenda, I see your question. Let me forward that to the team and see what we can do. Okay. I understand. Let me see. Okay. I don't want to repeat that question because then I'll have more people than Brenda on me about getting this done and her request. And
She's well connected now, Howard, so you got to be careful.
she's well connected. And when I have Rick and Brenda on me, and then I publicize it, then I got everybody on me. That's called too much accountability right there, Chief. All right.
Well,
Hey, thanks, Evan. Appreciate you. And
my pleasure. Thank you so much.
yeah, we appreciate you so much. Appreciate your leadership. And I am enjoying being led by you right now. And Ziglar, and I appreciate the opportunity. And we're changing a lot of lives through Ziglar and through Inner Circle. So we appreciate that. And hey, everybody, have a better than phenomenal day, better than phenomenal week. Howard Partridge, Evan Desjardins, Rick Jones, and Brenda Sell talking to me in the background. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Take care.